That's the amazing Isabel Byrick-Darien, featured on some of the Lord of the Rings music of Howard Shore. And we wanted to play something by Isabel because she is one of the very special guests at a concert that's coming up. Well, it's tonight, by golly.
No, the concert is actually on Sunday, October the 29th.
That's right, Sunday. It's coming up Sunday. I'm looking at my piece of paper here and it says Wednesday because that's when you're arriving for the interview. Robert Cooper.
I'm here.
Is the only ever director of opera in concert. We're going to talk about that Sunday concert at the St. Lawrence Center, featuring Isabel and a few other of the great alumni from opera in concert. But I want to do a little bit about the history because it is a thrilling 40th anniversary. Go back 40 years, if you will, for us, when you and Stuart Hamilton got an idea. What inspired it?
Well, I had nothing to do with opera in concert. It had already been in existence for three years. But I had a young lady come into my office and say one day, this man, Stuart Hamilton, needs a chorus for an upcoming opera, La Clemenza di Tito. And I said, well, that's very nice. Sure, I'd like to do that. So I very dutifully prepared the chorus for La Clemenza di Tito in my best echt style. I just come back from Germany where I've been studying conducting, and I had Stuart come up to my first rehearsal. Now, if you don't know Stuart Hamilton, you can't really appreciate what that experience is really all like. If you do know Stuart, you know he's dressed in his leathers and his chains and his jack boots. He walked into my rehearsal, and we proceeded to sing, and he stopped midway and said, no, no. This is about death and destruction and people being killed, Robert, and you've got to sing this really big. And that was my introduction to Stuart Hamilton, and it lasted for 40 years since that very first opera and concert chorus. And Stuart and I continued to work together, as you know, at CBC on my Saturday afternoon at the Opera Show, where he was our beloved quizmaster. And we sadly lost Stuart last year, January the 1st, 2017. So he was a remarkable man, and it began 40 years of working with opera and concert with this fantastic group of singers.
Now, it's not the only thing you've done, but take me back again to this first meeting, and you just, you know, got told, no. Did you go and revise the whole thing?
No, I did what Mozart wanted on the page, but I think I was probably a little too polite. And Stuart wanted something which was very vibrant, exciting, that really was depicting the text, and I was a bit naive then. And we gave it to him, I guess successfully, because he said, I want choruses now for all my operas. Up until that point, he hadn't been having choruses. He had found some way of getting rid of them altogether. And so we began a very lovely, loving, and musical relationship ever since then.
Well, really, the theory is no chorus, no opera, right?
That's my theory, too. I'm not sure it was Stuart's at the time, but he grew to accept that.
Uh-huh. Now, let's talk about this marvelous celebration, the 40th anniversary celebration, which is coming up on the Sunday, the 29th of October. And you have a lot of the alumni back, Isabel Byrick-Darien, one of them.
We're having Isabel back as well as Russell Braun. We'd like to have very many, many more. You know, it's hard to believe it, but after 40 years, we've had some really significant singers who've been members of the opera and concert chorus. If I throw out names like Brett Polegato, Russell Braun, Monica Witcher, Michael Shada, Wallace Junta, Vasil Galvanliev, Alexander Hayek, Patricia O'Callaghan, Robert Pomakoff. I mean, the list is really quite impressive. I'm surprised myself, actually, to think of I had the great opportunity of working with so many wonderful young singers when they were really in their infancy as far as starting off their vocal careers, and now they've grown into significant artists with major careers.
Did you find them or did they find you?
I think they found us because I think all these young, and I have them today with my opera chorus, they all want an opportunity to be on the stage, learn the repertoire, get a chance for solo roles. And that was unique about opera and concert, was always Canadian performers, and they knew there'd be an opportunity for some kind of solo performance, and they gravitated towards opera and concert.
And so that hasn't changed.
It still hasn't changed. We have a wonderful group of young singers, and you'll hear many of them on Sunday in solo roles again, along with having the opportunity to perform with Isabel and Russell.
So what is on the program?
Well, the program is a real potpourri of great opera choruses, but not the opera choruses you're going to hear from the standard opera fair. La Clemenza di Tito, of course, will head off the concert. I want people to hear that, but works from Semele, The Gypsy Baron, Sanson et Dalila, Werther, Hamlet, Le Roi Malgré Louis, Mignon, Kurt Vile's street scene, even a work by John Beckwith, a Canadian composer from Night Blooming series, Borodin's Polovetsian dances. So it's a real cross-section of operas that, you know, made opera and concert famous. We always did those works which weren't well known in the repertoire. And that was the mandate of Voice Box Opera and Concert.
And it has always been just that, an opera, but in concert. Not the full staged opera, but the wonderful, wonderful
music.
You
really just hear the music, and it's very exposing, you know, to stand on stage and sing with just the piano. Now, we have done things with orchestra as well, but you cannot hide. It really is about the music and the artistry of the voice, and that's why we call it Voice Box.
It is Sunday, October 29th. It's at the St. Lawrence Center, and for tickets and more information, there is a phone number to call, 1-800-708-6754. I'll repeat that, 1-800-708-6754, or you can go to the website, stlc.com. Robert Cooper, the only conductor ever for opera in concert choruses, and you are going to tell me a little bit about Russell Braun, and then we're going to hear Russell sing for us.
Well, Russell was in my very first chorus. He was a member of the Faculty of Music, and I grabbed him from my chorus and brought him on to the opera in concert, and he did many roles, and hey, the rest is history, isn't it?
Did you know when you first heard him saying that this was a great thing coming?
You know you can hear in the voice right away there's something very special, but it's young, and now you can hear what he's growing into, a great, great artist.
Thank you, Robert.
My great pleasure. Thank you.
Look forward to the show on Sunday.
Sorsa, poi del mestiere, con la donnetta, col cavaliere, con la donnetta, la la la. Di qualità. Tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, donne, ragazze, vecchie fanciulle, qua la parrucca, resto la barba, qua arriva la sanguigna. Presto biglietto, tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono. Qua la parrucca, presto la barba, presto il bianco e... Figaro!
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 Figaro, 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 Figaro! Ahimè, ahimè, che fulmina, ahimè, che falla, dalla volta, per carità, per carità, per carità, una alla volta, una alla volta, una alla volta, per carità.
Figaro,
su qua.
Figaro,
su qua, Figaro qua. Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro su, Figaro giù, Figaro su, Figaro giù. Ritornatissimo, soltami i fulmini, sono cantò. Bella città, bella città, bella città, bella città, bella città.
Avevo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, avevo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo. A te fortuna, te fortuna, te fortuna, no ma che la. La 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 la. A te fortuna, te fortuna, te fortuna, no ma che la. Sono il fatato, bella città, sono il fatato, bella città, bella città, bella città, bella città.
The famous Largo al Factotum from Barber of Seville by Rossini. That was Canadian baritone Russell Braun, who in 1987 was a chorister with a backstage opera in concert directed by Robert Cooper, our special guest today on Bill's Classical Jukebox. And he will be appearing at the performance that is a 40th anniversary celebration, Chorus Fire. And it's Sunday, October 29th, 2:30 p.m. That's a matinee. St. Lawrence Center, 1-800-708-6754 or stlc.com. Isabel Byrak-Darian was another former member of the Voice Box Opera in Concert Chorus, and she'll be appearing on that same program along with Russell Braun. Thanks again to Robert Cooper for visiting us. Again, the performance Sunday, October 29th, 2:30 at the St. Lawrence Center. Tickets at 1-800-708-6754 or go online to stlc.com.